Before I move on, one thing I want, two favors from you. Two favors from you. Please turn off your phone or put them in silence. Because you know why, brothers and sisters, you know, and also listen. As you listen, you think. But if you have your cell phone on and you vibrate, you lose contact with what we are, the word wants, what the Lord wants for us. As well, not because you are not here present, my family, on YouTube, Facebook, or even in YouTube, whatever platform you may engage at this time, when we seek the Lord, He needs to be worshipped in spirit and in truth. And we are in Holy Ground. Reverence is really important, family. Reverence. Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. That's why it's really important, because we have a God that is reasonable. It reads here, "Come now and let's reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Let's pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for this privilege that we have to come in your house of worship. Allow your spirit now, God, to speak through me and through the rest of your congregation and those viewers, that they may perceive, oh God, what you want for each and every one of us. Thank you that as you reason to God, as you reason with us, oh God, may you declare truthness the way we live. In Jesus' name, amen. What is our subject for today, my family? Why did he come? I asked this question today. Why did he come?
To save us.
To save us. What else?
To save the world.
To save the world. Thank you, brother. Let's turn our Bible. You know? Let's turn our Bible. Let's go back to our conservative way of studying. And what is it? Our Bible. Scripture by scripture. So scripture by scripture. You know what? The phone don't have pages like this. You know? The phone don't have pages like the Bible itself. Yes, there is, but you can just go like that. But it doesn't sound as good as when you go pages to pages, isn't it? Amen. So our subject is, why did he come? Let's go to Matthew chapter 9, reading in the verses 10 to 13. That's Matthew chapter 9, verses 10 to 13. And I'm reading it from the New King James Version. All right? Are you all there? Matthew chapter 9, the first gospel of the Bible, the first gospel in the New Testament. That's Matthew chapter 9, verse 10 to 13. Amen? Amen? All right. "Now it happened, as Jesus sat at the table in the house, that behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples." Verse 11, "And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, 'Why does this teacher eat with tax collector and sinners?'" And verse 13, "But go and learn from this means, I desire mercy, next sacrifice." And let's read it all together. "For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to do what? To repentance." Now, based on this verse 13, why did Jesus come? To do what? To call sinners to what? Repentance. Christ does not call you to continue your old life. He calls us to repentance. Let's take another look at why did Jesus come. Luke 19, verses 8 to 10. Luke 19, verses 8 to 10. Oh, look, sounds good, isn't it? It's a soothing, listening to those pages, flipping from pages to pages. Amen. Okay, 19, chapter 19 of Luke, verse 8 to 10. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." Verse 9, all right? And Jesus said to him, "Salvation has come to this house because he also is a son of Abraham." Verse 10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." According to Matthew 9:13, why did Jesus come? He calls sinners to repentance. According to Luke 19, verse 10, why did Jesus come? To seek and to save. They go together. In order to save you, Christ must seek you because no sinners seek God. Let me say it again. I'll say it differently. The carnal nature does not seek God. It may seek to fellowship a church offers. It does not seek God. That's why Romans 3:11 says, "There is none who understands. There is none who seek after God." That's why God came to Adam. Adam did not go to God. Let us take another look at why Jesus came. John 6:38. John 6:38. Our subject is, why did he come? All right, you know, the Gospel of John is the beautiful gospel that penetrates about love. John was the closest to God, to Jesus, isn't he? Right. John 6:38 reads, "But you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he said, him you do not believe." I was reading 5:38. I missed it. So that's 6:38, I'm sorry. Right. "For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." One of the reasons why Jesus came here was that to do the will of the Father. All right. Why did Jesus come? To do his Father's will, right? Let me ask you a question, but don't answer me. All right. Why did God give you life? Is it to do his will? Why has God preserved this all these years for you and me? Is it to do his will, or are we living in this world for our own will? Christ came not to do his will, but to do the Father's will. In other words, Christ is our example. We must so live that we understand that we are not on this world, for our business. We are here for God's business as verily as Christ came to God's business. But let's look at another reason why Jesus came. I believe if I say this verse, you knew it by heart. John 10:10. Let's go to John chapter 10, verse 10. Our subject is, why did he come? Verse 10, John 10, verse 10. Amen? All right. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. A life without Christ is not abundant. Life, as heaven defines abundant. The earth or the world has a definition for abundant. Heaven has another definition for abundant. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. There is a peace the world gives you, which is fragile and temporary. It only works as long as everything works, isn't it? The peace God gives allow you to sleep through a storm, like Jesus and the boat. The peace God gives is unaffected by the circumstances in society, COVID-19, turmoil, tornadoes, earthquakes, the wars all around us, or various places cannot disturb the peace of God. And so Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I say again, with respectful boldness, a life without Christ cannot be an abundant life. It may be life crowded with materials, material things. It is not an abundant life. An abundant life requires Christ right in the middle of your heart. We look at Matthew 9:13. Why did he come? To call sinners to repentance. We look at Luke 19, verse 9, why did he come? To seek and save that which was lost. By the way, that seeking and that saving goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. He came to seek and to save Adam and Eve. We look at John 6:38, why did he come? He came to do his Father's will, not his. We look at John 10:10. Why did he come? He came that we might have life more abundantly. But there's another reason Jesus came, because before I give that reason, listen to what Mrs. Ellen White, Evangelism 385, paragraph 4. Ellen White writes, then he in person, which is Jesus, came to this world to show its inhabitants how to live what? A sinless lives. May I repeat? Then he came in person to this world to show its inhabitants how to live how? A sinless life. Then is a sinless life possible? Yes, it is possible. You know, I was sharing this in our Bible reading every morning. You know, he took Enoch. He was righteous with God. He took Enoch to heaven. Yes. So we can live life sinless by the grace of God. So, well, let's review Matthew 9:13. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance, right? Luke 19, verse 10, I have come to seek and to save. John 6:38, I did not come from heaven to do my own will, but the will of the Father. John 10:10, I have come that they may have, that they might have life, and that they might have more abundantly. Evangelism, page 385, paragraph 4, He came in person to this world to show its inhabitants how to live sinless lives. Now go with me to 1 John 3:7. 1 John 3:7. First John chapter 3, verse 7. Amen. Verse 7 reads, little children. Did we have little children this morning in our Lamb's offering? Amen. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteousness, just as he is righteous. Which means the righteousness required of us. The sinless life required of us is very life Christ lived when he was on earth. He that is with righteousness is righteousness, even as he is righteous. Notice I said the righteous life he lived in his humanity is the righteousness life required to live by his abiding power. Now look at verse 8, the same chapter, 1 John 3, verse 8. He who sins is out of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the work of the devil. So, question to you. What is the question that I'm about to ask you? Take a guess. We were talking about this, verse 8. The works of the devil, okay? For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the work of the devil. What are the works of the devil? Brother, what is it? I didn't quite understand. Okay. Let's look at what Jesus says. What are the works of the devil? Lie. What else? Kill. What else? Anything that is not righteous with God, isn't it? And aren't you and I are doing them? Aren't you and me doing them? Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 10 reads, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both, read it together with me, earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. the work of Christ cannot be burned up. The works of Christ can never burn up. I only see one amen here. Amen. Yes, brother?
Does that mean the works of Satan will be burned up?
Very true. So let's listen. So, thank you, brother. The works of Christ cannot be burned up, but the Bible says the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Anything God destroyed by fire when he comes is no good. The works that shall be burned up will be the works of the devil. Now, let us split the work. Let us split the works of the devil into two. Follow me closely. The works of the devil may refer to the works he himself does personally. All right? Then there are the works of the devil, which are those works he gets us to do for him. Are you following me? There are works that God does personally. There are good works he gets us to do for him. So it works both ways, isn't it? It works both ways. It works the same way on both sides because both God and devil and the devil use agents. All right? The devil does not rob banks. Are you with me? The devil does not rob banks. What does he do? He gets people to do that for him. But no human being can send an earthquake. Most of the natural disasters, brothers, are the work of the devil. The devil is the one who tempts, isn't it? That his work. But the devil cannot go and take away someone's wife or husband. Someone will do that. There are the works of the devil he does personally. The works of the devil he invites us to do for him, and sadly, many of us cooperate. Many of us cooperate. Now, the Bible says in 1 John 3:8, one of the reason, let's read again, 1 John 3:8. Let's read 1 John 3, verse 8. But beloved, I'm sorry, 1 John 3:8. I thought I was in that right page for 1 John 3:8. Pardon me. Yeah. 1 John 3:8. All right. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. One of the reasons Jesus came was to destroy the works of the devil. Not only the works of the devil does personally, but the works he gets us to do for him. The devil does not sit in a classroom and cheat on an exam. He gets a student to do. Both the work of the student and the work of the devil, it is the work of the student as an agent, is the work of the devil as an instigator, but it is still the work of the devil. Done through human agents who was put on the earth to do the work. When you disrespect your parents, what violation of which commandments? children, obey your parents in the Lord. What commandment is that? Fifth commandments. It is you disrespecting or disrespecting, but who is behind it? Satan. It is his work done through human agents. Now go with me to John chapter 5. John chapter 5. John chapter 5. What is our subject? Why did he come? John 5:36. John 5, chapter 5, verse 36. Okay? But I have a greater witness than John's. For the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. Now look at that carefully as we talk about works. Listen to the verse again. But I have greater witness than John. How is John a witness of Jesus Christ? It says, the voice of the wilderness does what? Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path. John was sent a forerunner to prepare the way of Christ. But Jesus said, I have a greater witness than John. You and I need to understand what that witness is. But I have a greater witness than John. For the works which the Father have me to finish, the same work that I do bear witness of me that the Father have sent me. The life Jesus lived, his life of conformity with the Father's will, was a much greater witness than anything John preached. Jesus said, the works of the Father gives me to do. Now let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 10. And our subject is, why did he come? It says, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, reading all the way to verse 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. Verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Why did he come? The last reason we look at was the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. We look at the works of the devil. We are looking at works of God through Jesus Christ. We have looked at that. Now, Ephesians 2, 8 to 10, read verse 10 carefully. We are created for good works. They will not perish by fire. But the works that will perish by fire, according to 2 Peter 3:10, is the earth and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Now, you take that and you add that to 1 John 3:8. The Son of Man was manifested, or the Son of God, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, Jesus will come to destroy the whole earth. We read from 2 Peter 3:10. The earth also and the works that are therein, But before Jesus destroyed the earth and the works that are therein, he wants to destroy the works of the devil in your life at a personal level. Amen. Amen. Now go with me to Hebrews chapter 2. And our subject is, why did he come? Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. You know, Hebrews chapter 2. What will be our next quarter? Sabbath school. Hebrews. Yes. For those of you that are scholar with, real good about the sanctuary, I think reading the book of Hebrew will let you know, learn more about the sanctuary.
Amen.
Yes. That's Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. All right. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. Yes. He himself, likewise, shared in the shame, meaning Christ came in your condition and mine. Listen again, inasmuch then as children, you and I are partakers of flesh and blood, he himself, likewise, shared in the shame. Now listen carefully, that death he might do. What? Destroy him that had the power of death. Now in 1 John 3:8, the Bible says Christ came to destroy the work of the devil. Hebrews 2:14 tells us that he will destroy the devil. If you destroy the works and leave the devil alive, he will produce more works. In order to destroy the works of the devil must be destroyed. The devil's work must be destroyed in our personal lives first. Yes. I don't know what works the devil is doing in your life. Perhaps nothing. But let me address some issues that afflict members. But let me address some issues that afflict members all over the world. It is not Satan that is still the tithes. It is not Satan that is still your tithes. He gets, he recruits, he needs help to steal the tithes. To whom does he go to? The members. He says, will you help me steal God's tithe? And we say, yes. So he uses us to do his work. Christ came to do what? To destroy that work in your life and mine. The devil doesn't work on Sabbath. Huh? The devil doesn't work on Sabbath and get paid for it. He got us to disobey the most important of the Ten Commandments. Let me say that again with hesitation. The central commandment of the law is the fourth commandment. He says, can I talk to you? And we say, yes, by wasting time watching TV, watching violent movies, party, and so forth. That's how we say yes. And can you help me break the Sabbath? And we say yes, yes. And so the work of the devil are done through us. The works of the devil are what he does directly and what he gets us to do for him. Because sin is not the work of Jesus. Then it must be the work of the devil. Christ came to destroy that, which means I can stop stealing the tithes. The Bible says, is nothing, you see, the Bible says, is anything hard for the Lord? Is it anything hard for the Lord? No. Then he can get me to return the tithes. Is it hard to return his tithes? Is it hard to return the tithes?
No.
Then the Lord can help me stop doing the devil's work by working on the Sabbath and honor God's holy day. Jesus Christ has the power to get me to do his work. His work is what? Jesus Christ has the power to give me to do his work. His work is what? Obedience. Obedience. The devil's work is disobedience. Christ came to destroy the works of the devil, but he needs our cooperation. Listen carefully. Sin and salvation, both of them are teamwork. We sin, we are tempted, we sin, we do the works of the devil. We do what is right because we love God and he gives us the power. Sin and salvation or righteousness, both require teamwork. And so Elijah said to those gathered on Mount Carmel, if they will be Lord, serve him. If the Lord be God, serve him. Get together with one or the other teamwork. Now I'm coming to an end, but I'm still sticking with Christ came. Why? Christ came to destroy the works of the devil. All right? Go to Genesis 3:15 with me. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. I think we probably know that by heart, isn't it?
Yes.
Genesis 3:15. I think it's not hard to find Genesis. It's the very first book of the Bible, isn't it?
Yes.
Genesis 3:15. Amen? And the Bible reads, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." I will repeat. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. The prophecy says, the seed of the woman, Christ, first would bruise the head. A fatal blow is to the head, not the heel. You wound someone, the person who lives but is still alive, shoot the person in the head, most likely the person is dead. Christ would wound the head, Satan wound his heel. Now listen again, reading verse 15, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise his head, your head." God is saying the seed of the woman, Christ, will one day bruise your head, crush your head, and destroy you. Now go to Romans 16:20. Why did he come? Romans 16, verse 20.
Amen.
Let's all read that. "And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly." Wait a minute. What did God say in Genesis 3:15? the seed of the woman, Christ, would bruise the head of the serpent, the devil, this occurred at Calvary. But is Satan dead? No. We must cooperate with Christ in the destruction of Satan. Romans 16:20. All right, 16:20. Romans 16:20. Okay, again. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. What does shortly mean? Give another word for shortly.
Soon.
Yes. Which means it has not yet happened. It has not yet happened. When it happens fully, it will be Christ and the church. The God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet. In other words, Satan must be destroyed. Where? In our lives first. Now, when I say that, what I mean is he must be destroyed in a sense that his work in our lives are destroyed. And when Christ comes the second time, you and I will stand with him and watch the creator called Satan burn. Finally destroyed. But for you and me to stand with Christ at the end, when he comes a third time and watch the destruction of Satan, and his work must be destroyed in our lives. When? Now. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Christ wants to destroy Satan's works in your life and mine individually. But the same way Satan sins, he does his work through us. He can't force it to us. You know, the devil cannot force you to sin, and also God cannot force you to do right. That's why we've been studying the book of Deuteronomy, choose life or death. Let me say it differently. Satan needs our cooperation. Are you with me? God also needs our cooperation. Ellen White writes in the book of Redemption, God requires the cooperation of man. So to some degree, your salvation is where? Where is your salvation? In your hand. I call heaven and earth that I set before you, life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. It's up to you. I called heaven to record this day against you that I have set before you, life, death, blessings. You choose. What did God tell Adam? Here is the tree of life. Here is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Do not eat it. Choose what you will do. Today, as we close 2021, brothers and sisters, you ask, you can say, Father, I choose to allow Christ to destroy the works of the devil where in my life. Let me say it again, Father, I choose which I surrender to allow Christ to do his work, to destroy the works of the devil in my life. How many will make that commitment? How many will make that commitment to destroy the works of the devil in your life? Brothers and sisters, you know when I was passing through the freeway this morning, you know what? It was kind of empty. Why it was kind of empty? Holiday! It's holiday! And I said to my wife, how much more if that's the Sabbath? They did not work. They did not work. They all ceased because what? The stores are closed to observe Christmas Day. But next week, what will happen? Is it a coincidence? January 1st is also a Sabbath. Yes. It's also a warning for us, brothers and sisters, like what Brother Nestor said earlier. You know, the body of Moses was not to be found. The birth of Jesus, and people all over in Bethlehem, a lot of people go in Bethlehem to look for the birth where Jesus Christ was born. Sometimes, brother, that was really beautiful. Praise the Lord for allowing us to understand, to look, to search truthness in the Bible. The words of life, it says. My family, how much more sermons, how much more messages, how much more evangelism, how much more outreach it will require for the whole world to know the truthness about Jesus. Yes, we may make New Year's resolution. I invite you, before the year is over, the year end, on Friday. We've been, Sister Margaret emphasized about praying together. You know, I invite you to come here Friday afternoon. What time, Sister? At 5 o'clock. That as we put the old AIDS that we've been doing, 2021, and renew our vows to let God destroy the works of the devil in us for the coming year. Is it hard? Is God's work is hard? No. I think we're making it hard for our life. So that's my plea, brothers and sisters. The works of the devil soon will be end. May we not be part of him when Jesus come and put an end to it. Just life or death. That's your choice. Amen. May the praise team come forward.